These were permissive times, and in 1970, one legendary director finally brought his long-harbored homage of Holmes to the screen. Billy Wilder's The Private Life of Sherlock Holmes set out to explore the emotional and sexual undertones of Holmes's character, to explain his addiction, his misogyny, and give another insight into his relationship with Watson.
That film, it's a masterpiece, I think. It has an amazing bittersweet quality to it. And even though Robert Stevens is a very florid, rather Oscar Wilde-like Holmes, and Colin Blakely, funniest bones you can imagine, they both play it so straight, as well as so funny, that by the time it gets to the desperately moving ending, you're completely with them, you know. I think it's really is one of my absolute favourite films and a pinnacle of Sherlock Holmes movies. It's a very witty film. There's an initial scene when they come back to Baker Street. So you've got Sherlock commenting on this unlikely costume he's been forced to wear, and Watson says, blame it on the illustrator. It's absolutely marvellous.
A bit of poetic license.
You saddled me with this improbable costume, which the public now expects me to wear.
It is not my doing. Blame it on the illustrator.
You've made me out to be a violin virtuoso.
And in this scene, Wilder also wittily probes Holmes' attitude to women and his private vice.
The fact is, I could barely hold my own in the pit orchestra of a second-rate music hall.
Now, you're much too modest.
You've given the reader the distinct impression that I'm a misogynist. Actually, I don't dislike women. I merely distrust them. The twinkle in the eye and the arsenic in the soup.
It's those little touches that make you colourful.
Lurid is more like it. You've painted me as a hopeless dope addict just because I occasionally take a 5% solution of cocaine.
A 7% solution?
5%. Don't you think I'm aware you've been diluting it behind my back?
Because it's cut down from several other cases to a sort of minor case about a Russian ballerina who wants Holmes to father her child, and then the main case about this spy and the Loch Ness Monster.